This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast, where we discuss all of the news in the world of sports. As always, my name is Ben.
And I'm Pauline.
We have another action-packed show for you today. Majority of the show talking about NBA All-Star Weekend, which was this weekend in New Orleans. But basically, we had really the biggest story of the weekend. Because we'll talk about it in the second segment, the weekend as a whole. But I'll say it was really, really disappointing.
But you know,
we'll debate it, but the first segment here, we have to talk about the bomb that got dropped on us last night.
Yes, the bomb that got dropped on a lot of people, I feel like. Even
really everyone.
Kind of DeMarcus, too, in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it came, news kind of broke. If you're on the East Coast, it'd be really, really late, so you're probably waking up to news like this. But obviously here, we're actually in Sacramento, so we have, I'm not going to say more insight than the other person, but a lot more of a local stance.
And like attachment. My heart.
Well, maybe for you because you are a Kings fan. Ugh. But nevertheless, DeMarcus Cousins, Sacramento Kings All-Star, has been traded to the place that he played in the All-Star game last night, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Just tell your assistant to pack up everything, move it out, ship it out. I'm not coming back.
It's almost like he should just like go to the mall and buy some clothes. And
just call it a day. Yeah.
And he's already there. Why would he
not.
So anyways, the Kings have traded DeMarcus Cousins as well as forward Omri Caspi to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for their first-round pick from this year from Oklahoma, Buddy Hield, Tyreke Evans, which is kind of ironic because
he was
a member of the Kings and drafted by the Kings, wins Rookie of the Year. Once his rookie contract is over, the Pelicans sign him. The Kings don't match as a restricted free agent. So he goes back to the team that drafted him.
Yep.
And a first-round pick of 2017, a 2017 second-round pick, and Langston Galloway, which Langston Galloway, I'm not going to obviously disrespect him. I don't know who he is.
Sure.
But he's already expected to be getting waived by the Kings.
Yes.
So you can pretty much,
we traded DeMarcus for literally just air.
You can, well, I mean, the money has to add up.
Okay.
So you can factor in Galloway's contract in that regard, but he's going to be waived, so it's practically just a throwaway.
Yes.
But now let's get into some of the specifics of this trade.
Okay.
Okay? Before we do our thoughts and opinions, let's just sort of break down the facts here.
Okay.
So the Pelicans give up Buddy Hield this season, who's averaging 8.6 points per game. He was drafted high this year out of Oklahoma, obviously the first round. I think he was pick number 5. Maybe I'll have to look that up in a minute. They traded Tyreke Evans, who is an expiring contract. So he is a free agent at the end of this upcoming season. He's making about $10 million. He's averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and he literally cannot stay healthy. So you have Buddy Hield on a rookie deal for about 3 more years. You have Tyreke Evans, a free agent at the end of the year. So for me, that's just an expiring contract to the Kings. Maybe try to get some more cap room because with his contract, it's going to count about $10.5 million towards the cap. So you're probably going to free that up at the end of next year to try and sign free agents.
Okay?
So now you look at New Orleans. They're bringing in Omri Caspi, which is basically only there for money issues. And you bring in DeMarcus Cousins to pair along with the All-Star Game MVP from last night, Anthony Davis, who scored an All-Star record 52 points. We'll talk about that in the second segment.
Right.
But you have, I mean, literally, I compare these two, and we haven't even seen them on the court yet, I know, but
sure.
Tim Duncan and David Robinson back with the early days with the Spurs. I mean, you have two dominant post threats. You have the best two big men in the league.
Yes, huge bodies, huge playing presence. Like, their presence on the court is huge just by themselves, let alone together. And yes.
Okay, so now let's get in to talk about the trade.
Okay.
Pauline, I'm going to let you go first because you are a Kings fan.
Yes.
We're here in Sacramento.
Yes.
I'll let you go first and then I'll
Okay,
I'm not
going
to say debate because I'm pretty sure we're on the same.
Well, you know, I feel two ways. So one, you guys know how I feel about DeMarcus and how I've always said when he's ready to play, he's ready to play, and nothing can literally stand in his way when he gets in that zone, which is amazing and awesome. So I'm not going to be surprised if that DeMarcus is who the Pelicans get day in and day out. I'm not going to be surprised with that at all. It is kind of heartbreaking as far as being a Kings fan because it seems like whenever we have someone who is semi-decent or just good, such as Boogie, we get rid of him, like in their prime.
Because the other guy you can talk about in that deal is Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas
was drafted by the Kings. They traded him
for
a second-round pick, which turned out to be a guy named Alex Oriaki. No disrespect to Alex Oriaki, but he might as well be called Alex Teriyaki because I don't know who he is.
And then we traded away
Isaiah Thomas, who was in the All-Star game last night.
Yes, and this always happens. I've been a Kings fan my entire life, and that's fine. And I'm going to be a Kings fan for the rest of my life, most likely. I told Ben this morning when I walked in, though, we're about one decision away from me, like, really contemplating my loyalty. But we always do that. It seems like it's a pattern. We get rid of guys in their, like, primes. And then we try to get them back. Matt Barnes, Tyreek. And then it's like we get these guys once they're kind of, like, dwindling, which is okay. Rudy Gay, Rajon Rondo. And it's like, okay, they had their height 3-4 years ago. And now we're bringing them in, and then we get mad when they get hurt, they're old, or whatever, and we don't understand what's going on. So there's that piece, and I'm, you know, good luck to DeMarcus, of course. And I've had my fair share of love-hate with him. I've been honest about that part. But then also at the same time, like on the flip side of all this, because one part I'm sad because it's like this is one contender that we have. Two, it's kind of okay. Only when you take a step back and you look at it, because there has been so much love-hate between him, and so much does depend on how he comes and how he shows up, that dictates to the rest of the team. So I can kind of understand if they're trying to reset. But then it's like, then with this trade, what we're getting doesn't measure up to what we're losing. So I don't know. And then just because earlier, I think just this week, might have been like less than a week, DeMarcus was saying that he wanted to stay. He was loyal, you know, like he was willing to stay. Like he loves the city. He loves being here in Sacramento. And
he said that on Thursday. He said he wants to see his jersey hung in the
rafters. Yes, you know. And so.
Okay, so now I'll jump in. Okay, so I've said this a lot because we were talking about the Knicks a lot on the basketball show, on the sports show.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
That I think the Knicks are the biggest mess of an organization there is in sports.
I wanted to call you so bad last night to discuss this, but I knew we were going to discuss it on the show.
We'll discuss it now.
So, yeah.
So I still feel like the Knicks are the biggest mess of an organization in sports. But you know who number two is?
Yes!
The Sacramento Kings. Okay, so let's just break down basically how Let's just break down basically how my night went. So I'm seeing reports all over Twitter and media that the Kings are maybe interested and are discussing a trade involving DeMarcus Cousins to go to New Orleans. And I'm like, okay, we've heard trade talks for a long time now. We've heard about him possibly going to Phoenix.
Sure.
Boston's been rumored because they have all those picks from the Nets and that good young core. I'm like, here's another one.
Yeah.
Here's another trade rumor.
Yeah.
I don't really buy into it much.
Exactly.
Then I watched the All-Star game last night.
Yep.
DeMarcus Cousins played 3 minutes in the All-Star game, all in the second quarter. So DeMarcus Cousins plays 3 minutes, doesn't see the floor after that. When I saw that, I knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only two options. It's the All-Star game. You get everyone minutes. You get everyone at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, everybody
get out there, have some fun.
Acts up, yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins plays 3 minutes. Only one of two things could be wrong. Number one, he suffered some sort of injury, which would be really bad, and I would hope that not be the case. And that obviously was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, these trade rumors are actually true. And that was actually the case. You're the one who texted me last night and was like, wow, he got traded. And then I'm like, holy crap, okay, I need to see the specifics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I'm thinking to myself, there's probably a couple of first round picks involved in here. And there is obviously one, and I guess you can say Buddy Hield. He's halfway through his rookie season, so I guess you can count that as a first round pick. You still have to see what he's gonna mold into. He's only averaging 8.5 points per game right now, but I'll get into the specifics now. Okay, so here's my thoughts on the trade.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings literally opened up that red button that says reset and pressed it.
Slammed it.
Because they traded away two good things that they've done in the last 12 years. They've been in the lottery for the last 12 years. This will be the 13th year because they're two games out of the eighth spot right now in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And they sure as heck are not going to get there without Cousins. So they've traded away the two good things they've done in the last 12 years, Isaiah Thomas and now DeMarcus Cousins. And what have they gotten back for it? They've gotten back Tyreke Evans, who they already got rid of and cannot stay healthy. They've gotten Buddy Hield, who is only averaging 8.6 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
And no disrespect to Buddy Hield.
Yeah, no, because I like him. Yeah.
And I realize if you have a chance to get a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, you're going to give up a lot of pieces and guys you might have some faith in. But if the New Orleans Pelicans are going to ship out their first-round pick from last year after he's played half of a season already, then they can't really think he's going to be all that good. Okay? So
sure.
No disrespect to Buddy.
Sure.
That's just my thoughts. You're trading away a first-round pick from this year. If the Pelicans make the playoffs, then it can't be a lottery pick, obviously. So you're looking at, and they're two games out of it right now. Denver's currently in the 8th seed, but they're only two games back. You have to imagine that the combination of Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins should probably be two games better than Denver the rest of the season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they make the playoffs. So what does that give you? That gives you a pick 15, 16, depending on team's records, okay? So middle of the first round. I realize this is a really deep draft coming out this year.
Right.
But when you pick 15, 16, 17, you're not expected to get an all-star player. It happens, but you're looking at a bench player most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have that. A second-round pick. I realize you drafted Isaiah Thomas second round. There's other guys who have gone the second round. But the majority of the time, second-round pick is not much in the NBA. It doesn't even make the roster, okay?
Right.
So you can kind of throw that away in my eyes. What do you have to build around? You literally hit reset. You were turned into the Philadelphia Sixers of the last three seasons. And you mentioned it, Pauline. The guy literally said on Thursday he wants to sign a long-term deal, and the Kings ownership publicly and privately went to DeMarcus Cousins and said, hey, we will not trade you.
Yeah, we like you. Let's work this out.
What happens 3 days later?
Yes.
He has to go to reporters after the game and not
get
asked.
Did you see the clip?
And not get asked one question about his all-star experience in the weekend. Just asked about him getting traded.
Yes.
He literally has no idea of what is happening.
Yes.
Okay? So you literally have all that to go around. And if you're the Kings, this is what you're literally doing. You're turning into the Philadelphia 76ers because Tyreke Evans' contract expires at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to re-sign
him. We're not going to match that, yeah.
You have another $10 million to play with. What free agent is literally going to come to Sacramento? Their best player right now, no disrespect, is Darren Collison. He would not start on half of the teams in the NBA.
My heart.
He's your point guard, and he's not going to start on half the teams in the NBA, and he is your best player. So what are you asking of Sacramento Kings? You're saying you have to strike gold in the next drafts you're going to have because you're not going to be relevant.
Like pure gold.
You're not going to be relevant at the earliest for the next 3 to 4 years. So you have to strike gold in the draft. You've had two successful draft picks in the last 12 years.
Gone.
What are the chances of you striking gold in the next 3 to 4 years when you've only had two good draft picks in 12 years? It's not very high, okay? So that's number one. Number two, I think this is a big slap in the face to the loyal fan base here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I say that. Because what happened with the Maloofs? You finally got rid of them. You bring in Ron Adeve, and you have Kevin Johnson. You have this whole master plan to get the Golden 1 Center, which we have now, open up this season.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic.
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
But you had a master plan. You have to say, basically, trust the process.
We
have a whole new ownership coming in. We're trying to change the regime and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 3 to 4 years. It's like, okay, great. We'll do that.
We can work with that. Yep.
Well, now you have to literally say the exact same thing because you're not going to be relevant for the next 3 to 4 years at the earliest. So you basically are saying the exact same thing you said 3 to 4 years ago.
And we say it every 3 to 4 years for another 3 to 4 years.
And you have this fancy brand new stadium, right? And what have you just turned into? And no disrespect, because I know this is your team as well.
This is all facts.
The San Francisco 49ers, because you have this brand new stadium
with a losing squad.
And nobody is going to go to the Golden One Center to watch the Sacramento Kings. I realize the Kings and Cousins had their issues.
Sure.
He leads the league in technical fouls with 17. He's gotten the most in the NBA since he came in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some trouble with media members, with coaches, with players, with ownership and everything. And the Kings literally said, enough is enough. It's time to go. Because he said he wanted to sign a long-term deal. And I realize some of that might be because he can get a lot more money in Sacramento as opposed to a different team. Like, if you look at the specifics, if he signed an extension with Sacramento in the summer, he would have gotten about $209 million. Now the max he can sign in New Orleans, which is still up in the air if he's even going to do that, is about 5 years for $150 million. So he's missing out on about $10 million a year by not being here. So I'm sure some of his comments might have been his pocketbook saying that as opposed to him really wanting to be a part of Sacramento.
I'm sure
it's like split.
It plays a factor. Yeah, it does.
But it plays
money,
a factor. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Money talks.
So you have that there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're literally telling your fan base, we're going to suck for the next 3 years. We're going to become the Philadelphia 76ers, and we have to, and you have to trust the process, which we told you 4 years ago. So that's a really, really tough pill to swallow. When it comes down to it, the Kings finally made the decision that we don't think we're going to win long-term with DeMarcus Cousins. And honestly, I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
I don't think DeMarcus Cousins is a piece that you put at the top of your franchise, okay?
Okay.
I don't think anyone wants to maybe build around DeMarcus Cousins. So I will say that for the Kings. And they had to give themselves a long look in the mirror and say, do we honestly want to do this? And they agreed to do that. But for me, I would have not made this trade. And oh my God, you have to be kidding me with what they got back.
That's because what I'm saying.
This is what they're getting back, okay? Tyreke Evans is a free agent at the end of the year. He's not going to be there anymore. You can throw that away. Langston Galloway is getting waived. You can throw that away. So you're getting Buddy Hield, who, honestly, like I said, I don't think is really going to develop into much of an NBA player.
Right.
Is he an upgrade from Ben McLemore? That's what you have to ask yourself, because they're going to be competing. Neither of these guys have really turned out to be
what everybody hoped. Yeah, yeah.
Buddy Hield will probably get an increase in production because in Sacramento, there's no one else to go to. So he might turn from 8.5 points a game to, I'm thinking maybe 11 or 12 at the most. I don't think he'll develop into much. You have a first-round pick, and here's the crazy part, Pauline, okay? And knowing the Kings' luck, this is what's going to happen. Okay? So this pick from New Orleans, it's a protected first-round pick. So what that means is that, let's say the Pelicans don't make the playoffs, okay?
Right.
They're technically in the lottery. Although they might have the lowest or the second to lowest chance of getting their ball to come out, if the Pelicans are somehow in the lottery and their ball comes out, it's a protected pick, which means the draft pick is not the Kings.
Right.
So let's just say for, and this is knowing the Kings' history, this is what's going to happen. The Pelicans aren't going to make the playoffs. The Pelicans are going to have a 5% chance of having their ball pulled, and they're going to get their ball pulled and pick number two. So you gave away DeMarcus Cousins for Buddy Hield and a second-round pick. Knowing the Kings' luck, that's what's going to happen. And then you have the Pelicans, real quick before we take our break.
Why do they do this to us?
Real quick before we take our break, we talked about the trade now. Look at the Pelicans, okay? You have the two best big men in the league.
Yes.
Anthony Davis and Cousins to build around.
Yes.
You probably want to re-sign Jrue Holiday in the offseason. I think that's a big piece you're going to need because you have nothing around him. You got rid of Buddy Hield.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any shooters around them.
Right.
You need shooters around these big guys because they're going to draw double teams to kick it out to wide open guys. So I think re-signing Jrue Holiday is an absolute must. But what's to say at the end of next season, Russell Westbrook is a free agent, doesn't say, hey, I kind of like what's going on in New Orleans
right now.
They're one star piece away, in my eyes. Seriously.
No, truly. Truly.
From competing
honestly with
the Warriors. Because
think about
the success the Grizzlies have had against the Warriors, against the Spurs. What have they had? Marcus Gasol and Zach Randolph. Two solid, solid big men.
Mm-hmm.
These two are even better than that. Although this is a wing league and a guard league, They can get one more big time stud that's a guard or a wing player around them, look out. The sky's the limit here in New Orleans. With that, we'll take our first break. I mean, that was a.
I'm really upset about it.
We'll get to talk about it more in the basketball show, which we'll record right after this.
Yep.
But we'll take our first break on the show. After the break, we're going to talk about the All-Star weekend as a whole.
Yeah.
Aside from this trade here, just in general, the celebrity game, three-point contest, dunk contest, the game last night. We'll talk about all that right here at the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All-Star game in the NBA last night. The West come out on top 192 to 182, led by, I guess you can say, I don't want to say the hometown, but the crowd was obviously in full effect.
Sure.
For the guy who plays for their team, Anthony Davis.
Yep. Host
team player, mm-hmm. Anthony Davis. He scores an All-Star game record 52 points in the victory, and he's named the MVP. Davis also took an All-Star record 39 shots. When I was watching the game, it was kind of clear that the Western Conference really wanted to make sure Davis was the MVP in front of the home crowd.
Sure.
I mean, the guy took 39 shots in an All-Star
game. They almost had 200 points.
And I realized, I mean, in the All-Star game, there's literally no defense at all.
And there's no limit, yeah, to what you can do.
It's basically a dunk contest and a three-point contest.
Alley-oops, just...
Exactly. Yeah. That's literally all you see going on. But basically, Davis wanted to say that Coach Alvin Gentry told me that every time I catch it, to put it up. And, I mean, that's really what he did. I mean...
Yeah, why not?
He smashed the old record, which was Wilt Chamberlain in 1962 of 42 points. All these twos at the end. 182, yeah. 182, 52. But anyways, so the old record was 42 of Wilt Chamberlain. And Davis absolutely smashed that. So when you look at some of the rest of the specifics...
Mm-hmm.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo was by far the best
player. Yeah, he had a fun game.
It seemed like
I enjoyed watching him.
It seemed like Giannis kind of took it really serious, and I'm not sure if that was because it was his first ever time on there and
uh-huh.
he started. But he took it really, really serious. He scored 30 points. He shot 14.
I enjoyed watching him.
Shot 14 of 17, although a lot of those were dunks. I mean, he missed one dunk. He missed mm-hmm. one three. So really, he only missed one shot, with the exception of the three-pointer and the dunk. So he really took it serious. Kyrie Irving played really well. He had 22 points, 14 assists, 7 rebounds. He was 6 of 8 from 3 as well. Some guys like LeBron James only played 19 minutes, tied for the third lowest in the game. He had 23 points, though, in 19 minutes. So, I mean, he put on a good show. But on the Western Conference side, we mentioned Davis really put up a lot of numbers. But as well as Russell Westbrook. Typical Russell Westbrook took 26 shots. I mean, he almost treated it like it was a normal game.
Yes, no.
He took 13 three-pointers. He made 7 of them. And there was one stretch there in the third quarter where he made like 3 in a row. And he was on fire.
Right.
He had 41 points in general. He was looking to become the first player ever to have 3 consecutive MVPs given to him.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't the case because Davis, obviously... was the guy who did
right.
that. So
right.
Anthony Davis also had 10 rebounds. Kevin Durant quietly had a triple-double, 21 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. And one of those assists, Pauline.
Yeah.
The alley-oop to none other than Russell Westbrook.
Big Russ. And it was nice. It was a nice play. They looked good.
Did you see what Westbrook said afterwards?
No. What
so
did
someone asked him about it.
Of course.
And then he's like, this is what he said. And I'll try to do my best Westbrook impersonation.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
He threw me the ball, and it was alley-oop. That's like all he said. He didn't say anything about it. He's like, I mean, that he's like, that's basketball. Like, he threw the ball up, and
yeah, don't read into this. Basically, don't read into this. I still hate him when I'm waking up tomorrow.
Exactly.
Morning.
And then someone like a follow up. He was like, well, was there any handshake afterwards? Like, you know, he's like, well, did you see one? And he's basically like,
I love Russell.
Basically, like, heck no, there was no handshake. And I was actually surprised that Steve Kerr played him with Durant. I did not think that was going to be the case. Anthony and I talked about it on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Kerr was even entertaining the option, or maybe even playing Westbrook with the four Warriors, which
we talked about that.
He put DeAndre Jordan on the floor. He put Anthony Davis on the floor. He did have the four Warriors on the floor at the same time. But
sure.
So let's not read much into this, right? Like, it's not like their friendship is magically
cured. No, definitely not. No, it's definitely not.
No, and
he just put on a good show.
Exactly. They're doing it for the fans, and it was a game for the fans. There was literally no defense involved at all.
No. Russell was like, I'm going to get these points regardless of who's throwing me the assist.
Exactly. I really think that's what happened.
He didn't care who was throwing it to him. He was like, give me the ball.
It was just like not much of a situation. But anyways, the West win 192-182. Anthony Davis is your MVP. And I guess just say Anthony Davis came out looking the best of last night. He wins the All-Star Game MVP, and he gets a new running mate in Boogie Cousins at the same time.
I know.
So,
oh, and the Pelicans.
Time to be alive.
Yeah, the Pelicans, they had some fun on Twitter with the whole situation, too, being real subtle. And I was just, like, stabbing me in the heart. But they were, like, so subtle.
Because they pulled off literally
they're stabbing
the,
me in the heart.
Trade of the century where they gave up nothing for an All-Star. Okay, so we have that aside. So now let's talk about the rest of the weekend.
Yep.
Obviously, NBA Saturday night really highlights a lot of the weekend. We have the dunk contest, the skills contest, three-point contest. On Friday, we had the All-Star Celebrity Game. And I'll say it was disappointing this year.
The All-Star game?
Not this.
Or not the All-Star game, excuse me.
I'll say the weekend. The
celebrity?
The game's always good, unless you're a fan of defense, because there's none played.
Yeah, but you can't go into All-Star game thinking that.
I mean, it's
just know it's going to be for play.
A three-point contest and dunk contest. But I'd say the weekend as a whole was disappointing to me. I felt like the dunk contest was really, really poor. Obviously, a lot of people going into it, myself included, thought that Aaron Gordon would really put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
But he was limited by an injury. And if I'm the Magic, I'm really, really upset at my player for even partaking
wanting
in
to
the dunk
continue
contest
with it. Yeah, yeah.
With an injury, so I'm upset about that. And nevertheless, Glenn Robinson III does win the dunk contest of the Indiana Pacers. But honestly, he did the same dunk three times with different props. He jumped over like a cheerleader and someone. Basically where he took it all the way down and like slammed it backwards, kind of like Dominique Wilkins-esque. But so it was really disappointing. You had Aaron Gordon use a drone to drop the ball, and he did a legs dunk.
Yeah.
And it's just, for me, it's just getting kind of silly now. Like,
well, it's like a lot of the theatrics. Yeah, it's a lot of theatrics versus pure, like, just dunk finesse.
Yeah,
thing can you add in? Yeah, what untypical, I guess, you know, like jumping over the car, like that's, you know, when at that time now, like you said, it's more just about what fantastical prop can I add to my act versus, and just do like a regular dunk between the leg or something. I mean, I know dunks are difficult. I get that too, but you know, it's not so much creativity with the dunk itself. It's more just everything around the dunk to distract the fact that I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I'm honestly
going through my legs.
I'm getting tired of, and I realize the dunk contest has been around forever, and you can only do so many different things and all that. But I think a lot of it had to do with what we saw last year, because LaVine and Gordon honestly put on a show.
Yes.
And kind of like, oh, wow, they're taking the dunk contest back. They're like bringing it back to
dunking.
To get relevant again.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, we got this? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you had guys missing multiple dunks, then getting 50s. It's like, that shouldn't be the case.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I want them to just stop with these props.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys who are in the NBA. Like, start getting creative with dunks. I mean, Dwight Howard started doing it, and he had some props too with the whole Superman cape and the stickers.
Yeah.
And like, just start getting more creative.
Back to the essence of the dunk contest.
Exactly. Or what I would like to see is they did it one year way back in the day. And I remember Gerald Wallace was in it. It's where they did like a wheel. They spun it and they had to do like a retro dunk. Because there's only so much you could do.
True. Yeah.
So
even that. Like
that.
study that
comeback. Like, oh, I have to do a retro dunk. Like, I have to try to replicate what like Jordan did or what. Like,
yeah,
Vince
that would
Carter
be cool.
Or Dominique. Dominique Wilkins did, like some sort of retro thing to try and take it back, because these guys can't do anything new, and they're just trying to add all these cool and nifty props. And I mean,
it's just distraction.
The contest of the weekend was the little kids Fisher Price dunk contest. Yeah. Honestly, that's literally where we were at.
Right, right.
So the rest of the stuff on the All-Star weekend, we had Eric Gordon of the Houston Rockets win the three-point contest. He battled Kyrie Irving into overtime, actually. And then on the skills contest, we have the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis, coming out on top. So
yeah.
I was glad that the big man
won. Good for him, yeah. I know.
He's 7'3". And hey. He has some guard, I guess you can say, tendencies. A guy who plays outside, is not afraid to step out, hit the three. So I was glad he got to go out there and win it. The Knicks finally had someone win something. So he's a good young big man. I'll be really excited to see what he does. But honestly, to me, the best part of the weekend was, and his name is slipping me now, but I think it's Jarius Robertson, the kid, the Ellen DeGeneres kid, that 14-year-old kid who has, like,
he was
a lung treatment and...
Yes.
Or I don't know exactly. I don't have the details. But he... Basically, so this kid is, like, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen DeGeneres basically sent him to the All-Star Weekend.
Yes.
He's from New Orleans. He's, like, a huge Saints fan.
I did.
And he actually got to play in the Celebrity Game on Friday.
Yeah.
He took one shot and made it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
How awesome is that?
And he was there all weekend. And honestly, he's a... unbelievable follow on Twitter, and I'm not saying this, but just like look at his Twitter feed. He's literally just like, I was looking at it yesterday, and it's at Jarius. It's like honestly at Jarius, so you'll have to look it up. But he's like roasting all these like athletes and celebrities who are replying to him, and he's got comebacks that are just like beautiful. Like, the button,
beautiful.
I mean, and like he said one thing. He's like, I scored on a guy three times my size, and he's like talking to Mark Ingram of the Saints. And he's talking like, I scored on a guy three times my size. Like, you can't do that. Like, it's fabulous. And it was a great moment.
Fun with it, yeah,
for him and everyone there.
And how exciting is that? Like a memory of that. Your
right. That's something
hometown
that you're never gonna forget.
Yeah, and not a lot of people can experience that, no matter what age that they are.
Yeah, so to me, that was the best highlight of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Honestly, a great gesture there by Ellen DeGeneres, the NBA, the city of New Orleans, and
yeah,
really
that's
just
really
the players
awesome.
Because they almost act like he was just one of the guys. You know, he was
working
a lot, and he was just having fun, and that's what's so good about it. A kid who's obviously going through some hard troubles. You have to realize that life is too short for some things, and especially for a young kid like that.
And yeah, just and to be able to forget about it for a week, you know, weekend like that, and just enjoy himself. Yeah,
exactly. So it's definitely a really good thing, and I'm glad to see that happen. That was honestly the highlight of the weekend in my eyes, because I was let down by, and I think the dunk contest kind of sets a tone.
Yes,
for the
weekend, the rest of the weekend.
But I was really, really disappointed in it. I mean, it just wasn't really fun. It wasn't
I think
good.
You're right. They should take it back to the retro stuff or just cut the props and tell them, you know, have some restrictions on what props are allowed or how, like, the usage of props. Like, you can only do one dunk with a prop.
Right. I mean, Aaron Gordon's flying a drone in that drops the ball. Like, I mean, that's
I mean, that's not
silly.
Really skill. Yeah.
It's
you know, like that's silly. Not really skill as far as, like, what you can do. I mean, you can practice. I don't know, but yeah,
it's getting a little out of hand, a little silly. So we'll see what happens next year. But nevertheless, it's always still a great, entertaining experience. But I feel like it was disappointing this year, and the game, and I think the whole Cousins trade fiasco kind of
really overshadowed
brought it back and overshadowed the biggest story of the weekend is Cousins getting traded, not even the game. So which we don't normally see, but. Nevertheless, we'll take our last break on the show. After the break, we're going to transition away from basketball. We'll talk about a little football news. We have, honestly, a lot of guys getting arrested this weekend, which is not good. But one guy in Miami signing a contract extension, which could really help the Dolphins. We'll talk about that right after the break at the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back in to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. One more segment before we say goodbye until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a lot of NFL news just really quickly. We'll kind of go rapid fire here. A lot of guys actually going into jail, which is not good, but nevertheless, it is the reality. So the Jets, Darrell Revis, Anthony and I talked about him on Friday with his whole incident that happened a week ago now on last Sunday, I want to say morning, night, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really early, basically, there was a couple guys that got knocked unconscious. One guy asked him if he was Darrell Revis, pulls out a cell phone. Revis, not sure exactly what it is, kind of freaks out a little bit. Next thing we know, a couple of guys are unconscious
right.
on the ground. Revis obviously had to receive some medical attention. Well, on Friday, he actually turned himself into Pittsburgh police and then was released a day later. He'll actually appear in court on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
although according to this video by he and his lawyer, it looks like it might be some good news for Revis because
right.
there's a video released by TMZ that shows the two men that were unconscious will prove that Revis is not the one who knocked them out. So if that is indeed the instance, then that'll be great for Revis.
Yes.
We'll have to find out exactly what goes on from here. He's going to appear in court on Thursday. He was arraigned on Friday, turned himself in. So it seems like to me, Revis, honestly, I said this on Friday too, he's honestly cooperating with police
sure.
and everything, which is honestly a good thing. I don't think you'd be doing that if you
were
didn't
guilty.
Have
he's
much
like,
of a guilty thing going
yeah,
away.
Yeah, he's like, let's just get through this process so that, and let's not make it more of a big bigger fiasco than it has to be, you know, which is, like you said, that is a good thing, kind of just going through the motions to get it resolved.
Right, so if you're going to be willing to go through all that stuff, it to me kind of says that you're not. I'm sure there's some things he would take back if he could do it again, but
sure.
it's not like he's total to blame here. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. He will appear in court on Thursday. I'll probably update you on Friday, Anthony and I, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Alabama Crimson Tide need a new offensive coordinator, obviously, since Lane Kiffin decided to go to FAU
yep.
and Steve Sarkisian went to the Atlanta Falcons. Well, the Alabama Crimson Tide are turning to the NFL as well. They're going to be hiring Patriots tight end coach Brian Daboll as their new offensive coordinator. He's been with the Patriots as a tight end coach for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been, I guess you say, coaching some guys like Rob Gronkowski, Martellus Bennett, among others. So he will replace Steve Sarkisian as the new OC for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Have to work directly under Nick Saban, which is something that a lot of people have not been able to do without him kind of ripping their heads off
yeah.
and Kiffin being one of them. So
we'll see how that turns out.
See how that turns out. But anyways, mm-hmm. Brian Daboll going away from the Patriots into basically the Patriots of college football, the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Speaking
yeah, yeah, yeah.
of the Patriots, a player on their, well, I guess you could say part of their Super Bowl team, although he did not even play in the game, was Michael Floyd. Michael Floyd is starting his 24-day jail term in Arizona as part of a yet another DUI for the young man. So he has a fine about a little over $5,000, and he's going to be in jail for 24 days, and then 96 of those being as a home detention. So technically it's 120 days in jail, but
mm-hmm.
he's only serving 24 in an actual cell. He, of course, has expressed consent about going back to the Patriots. Obviously, you would, too, after just winning a Super Bowl, although you didn't
right.
even play for them. Although he is a free agent, he could technically go anywhere. For me, I just hope the young man gets some help and finally
yeah,
gets these
together.
DUIs behind him.
Yeah, that's not cool.
On the field, he's been a really good player, but
mm-hmm.
he's always had these off-the-field incidents to kind of take it away. So
yeah,
hopefully,
like, get a driver. Get an Uber.
Exactly.
Like, anybody can get a driver nowadays with Uber and Lyft and things like that. And it's like, dude, just get one of your friends that I'm sure would have no problem always hanging out with you and partying with you to just be your designated driver.
Now, more so than ever, there's no excuse.
There's
for
no
DUI.
Excuse. You
Especially
can get
a
taxi.
A guy,
you can get, yeah, but even now, you can literally have
athlete.
It linked to your phone.
You're an athlete. You have a lot more money
so many
than the average
options.
Person does. I mean, you have.
Yeah, like, dude, it's really
money.
Not that big of a deal. And if you, whether you know that you're going out to party or it just happens or you just get a little bit too drunk at dinner, that's totally fine. There's literally no excuse. If you have a cell phone, even if you don't have a cell phone, you can ask the bartender, you can ask the hostess, whatever, get me a cab.
Yeah,
it's not that big
things
of a deal.
Happen, I get that, but there's
yeah.
no excuse for a DUI now. So hopefully
yeah.
Floyd can put that behind him. And
get it together.
Maybe him going to actual jail
will be a wake-up call.
Be a wake-up call.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully that's the case. So in a little bit of better news before we go to another guy going to jail, Cameron Wake has signed a new two-year deal worth $19 million with the Miami Dolphins. So the two-year deal is $11 million guaranteed, so 19 overall. Cameron Wake is 35 years old, so he's kind of up there in age, which gives you why it's only a two-year deal. But he did bounce back with a really good season last year, had 11.5 sacks, and he made his fifth Pro Bowl appearance for the team.
Right.
So for a team that made the playoffs last year, they went 10-6, a couple of those games without their starting quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. I think they just need to add a few more pieces on each side of the ball, and I think they'll really be okay. Like, Ryan Tannehill's not the greatest of quarterbacks. I'd say he's probably average, but I mean, under Adam Gase, he had a really, really good season last year, and hopefully he can bounce back from his knee injury and they can return to relevance. And one of those guys they're going to count on is Wake. I mean, he's at 35, so he's getting up there in age, as I said, but he's still one of the leaders of this defense.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Miami can bounce back and have another good year. Because honestly, I feel kind of bad for them because they've had to deal with Brady two times a year for the last decade and a half, and I've had no chance at all.
Like,
seriously.
The way my schedule is set up,
they're just in the wrong division.
It's not working in my favor right now.
With Brady there.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad for them. And then real quick before we end the show, Trent Richardson making headlines again, but this time not so good. So the 26-year-old was arrested over the weekend and is facing misdemeanor domestic violence charges in Alabama. He went to jail on Friday in the Hoover City Jail and was released on bond of $1,000 just before 3 p.m. So another guy with a domestic violence issue. I just don't get why this keeps happening. Like, you'd think these guys would learn from their peers and not do this thing. And, I mean, even brought up as a kid, this is the one thing you are taught is not hit a woman.
Just don't put your hands on anyone.
I just don't get how this keeps happening and happening and happening. Trent Richardson, obviously, his career in the NFL is already over, even before this incident. He's kind of done some work with the Alabama scouting department and everything, but not sure if that's going to happen now. But nevertheless, he was arrested on Friday facing charges of domestic violence. So not too good for Trent there. Anyways, that's going to be it on the show today. Of course, Pauline will be in the studio tomorrow talking all things sports. We're about to record the GSMC basketball show.
Yes.
So if you want to hear a little more in-depth on the DeMarcus Cousins deal and the All-Star Weekend, turn over to that because we'll be debating that in a few minutes. Nevertheless, my name is Ben.
And I'm Pauline.
Thank you for listening to the show, guys. We will see you next time. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.